Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Welcome to the
Hello
SDF
and welcome.
System.
This is SDF Open VoIP. To join the conversation, please dial 929-299-1269. That's 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 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 929-299-1269.
One other party is in this conference.
Hello, this is Jazz Mass on SDF Open VoIP on and on radio. The number to call is 929-299-1269 or extension 1088 if you happen to have an SDF voice over IP account. Nothing too exciting going on over here. Just thought I would call in. The previous block was Kuma's show. And sometimes she will get on Open VoIP after. And perhaps talk further on some of the subject matter she was talking about during the show. I think she had said that she had some other things she needed to do, so she might be on later. I'm getting ready to do some late in the day weekend work, which is always fun. But I thought I would call in before I do that. But I think I'm going to mute my microphone and monitor the conference bridge until someone else calls in. So, once again, Jazz Mass, SDF Open VoIP, and on radio, 929-299-1269. Muting for the short term now.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
There are two other parties in this conference.
You're low and on radio.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Hello, this is Jazz Matt.
Oh, hi, Jazz. Sorry I ran off, but I had to walk off some pizza.
Had your pizza for pie day, so to speak?
Yeah. There's plenty in the fridge for later, but it was a good idea to get out and walk a little because I just haven't been.
No, I understand. I understand when I eat something that is a little more calorie intensive to get up and move is usually a good thing.
Well, if nothing else, it's good for the limbs, and I want to get myself back to walking regularly. So if I still, I'm not trying to be flippy floppy to anybody, but I hope to go to Chicago, but I'm putting it off until a little as late as I can in practice because I still can't trust the country or the government and whether or not we're even going to be here, you know.
Yeah. Or you're going to need your papers to cross state lines.
Yes. Oh, God. You know, there was none of that in 2024 when I traveled, and they started doing it in 2025 back to it. And I always thought about it because one of the places I went to with Publius, and I went there myself, was a place in Germany called Bayerisch Eisenstein. Its major point is it's on the German-Czech border. And the station is on the border. And it's now open. You can walk back and forth all day if you want to. No. But you can see where it once had the fences, the gates, you know, where they actually would open gates for the trains to go through, you know.
Yeah.
The whole, you know, bit. And I don't know how anyone could be nostalgic for days like that.
Yeah, but you don't want to forget history, even if it's bad.
No. I want to remember it, but I want to remember it as bad.
Yes.
You know, like high school pizza.
Yeah. You thought it was something that was given to you, and it's perhaps better than the other stuff they gave to you. But
yeah.
But in all, not so good.
So, I'm still thinking, but if I'm going to go, I've got to get myself back into shape, walking enough as well. Chicago's a walking town.
Yeah, you're going to be walking, if you're staying downtown while you're there, and if you're going to be going on train excursions, you're going to have to be walking about to some degree. I mean, you could get in a cab, but, you know, that adds cost and complexity.
No, not. It's funny. There's only one place that I've ever been that I enjoyed cab rides, and that was in Scotland. And that was long time ago.
Yeah. Also, the cab service isn't what it used to be.
These were very courteous gentlemen who were very, you know, deferential and nice and, you know, old worldly, and prices weren't horrible. And I said, hey, this isn't bad, you know.
Sure.
But the cabs I had to take in Europe a few times weren't always adventures in annoyance. I don't want. Oh God, I did take one unbelievably strange ride that wasn't technically a cab ride. The train wasn't going to go through. We were at the station near the border of Slovenia, and some other people were traveling, not with me, but on the train, and I talked to them, and they said, we'll fix this. And they went into a restaurant and talked somebody into driving
Open
a group
voice,
of us over to the next station to get on the correct train.
1269.
And we all kicked in so many euro, and off we went.
Yeah.
It was the most adventurous thing I've ever done, and it was weird.
Yeah. Well, sometimes public transit in Chicago can be an adventure. I had one on Thursday early morning. I had to be up and out early, and I happened to get on a CTA train that was full of very sketchy people. And someone lit up a cigar in the one car I originally boarded. I couldn't tolerate it, so I had to cross to the next car. And was greeted by a couple that was snorting some mysterious white powder off the surface of their mobile phone. like, it's going to be one of those mornings.
Sorry. I got that once. I was in Wendover, Nevada, at a gas station. And I got offered drugs three times between the pumps and the storefront.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And I walked around, and I saw a state trooper. And I went over and complained on the grounds that it was bad for tourism.
It's like, I don't care what they do privately, but, you know, when they start soliciting people.
Off. You don't want to put off people coming to Nevada to gamble, do you?
It's like there are other vices that you can do that are perfectly legal.
I mean, that's the whole thing. I'm opposed to illegal vice. I want legal vice like we have it in Nevada, supposed to, you know. That's why I hate that terrible place called New Jersey. And, of course, you know, you're supposed to gamble. You're supposed to come to Nevada where it's proper. I was thinking, though, of one cab ride. It was rather funny. It was really funny. When we made our trip in 2024, we were going to cross the channel from Portsmouth to the Khotan Peninsula, and we were going to be near Cannes. And I said, wait a minute, we're going to stop at this town right here on the coast. I wanted to stay on the coast city. I forgot the name.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was right there. It was right there where the Omaha, B-Day beaches.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to go see them. And I could not get this through my husband. I couldn't get through Chris's head. And so they got us to move all the way to Cannes, which is great for the trains, but you couldn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to find out how to, you know, get a bus or something. And I said, oh, God, forget this. So I paid, I don't know how many hundred, 60, 75 euros, 100 euros. I didn't care. For a taxi, because I wanted to at least see the damn countryside. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'd come all this way. I wanted to see what this, you know. And even that one cab ride told me a whole lot about 1944. And I said, if the Germans had helped, they couldn't have got to Cannes on D-Day. The traffic jams would have killed them for sure. These roads could never handle that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it did take them 2 months. But, you know, it's like you really can learn things when you see them for yourself, just besides photos and maps and things. You do, standing there and seeing it. I mean, do you know what one of the most famous maps of the conquering of Europe was?
Not sure about that.
Okay, have you ever heard of a Michelin map?
Yes.
Okay. There was one single Michelin map that was key to Third Army's crossing of Europe.
One.
It happened to belong to Georges Patton, and it was the same map that he and his wife had driven across Europe 10 years earlier.
It's interesting.
They
use the tourist map as a tourist guide map as a tactical.
Well, he would translate it to their fancy maps, but he said, no, you don't want to go there. You want to go there. And he said, what? That road's crappy. This is the road you want to use. Mm-hmm. You know, it didn't matter what their map said. He knew. He had driven on it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, yeah, that's one of those things why it's really important to
open
know
VoIP,
things 929-299-1269. Flaky satellite pictures and maps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real humans still count. People don't believe real humans count, but they do count, right? Oh, and on taxis, I know you're just so anxious to get in a AI-controlled flying taxi.
Oh, boy. Flying taxi cab. I might be interested in getting into a flying taxi cab under certain circumstances, but not probably an AI-controlled one.
Doesn't that just make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside?
Yeah. although, I mean, air taxi has been a thing.
We're talking.
But usually that's actually helicopter.
Airplane or a helicopter
puddle jumper.
Knows the laws and rules of aviation and has a real radio and knows how to say, hey, the engine's dying. I'm going to land on that highway or I'm going to land in that field. Or I'm going to land at this airport over here that people don't remember that has a perfectly good runway. It's just most people don't know about it. And I do. That's why you want real human pilots.
Mm-hmm.
Not
something simulated by a team of programmers who've never spent hour one in a cockpit. an extrapolation of a simulation of collected information by people who were never in a cockpit.
One of the things is the stupid, it's a quadcopter. It's a giant quadcopter, okay? It's what it is. It's the pod, and it looks vaguely taxi-shaped. But then it's got the four posts, and it's, electric motors.
Sure.
And if one of those electric motors dies on you, you're screwed.
Yep. Needs all of them for stability. Probably needs at least three of them to keep it in the air.
And how is it going to stay in the air if your helmet Kessler has two? Because if it's got one, it's got to shut the other one down and make it fly level.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry. It's the whole idea that you can overcome physics by playing games is.
Yeah.
And so they showed it flying from San Francisco up to Marin County. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
You know what the weather is like in that area? 90% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and of course you did hear, I think I talked before, you did hear about the fun they're having in Iran, and they're getting so mad because Iran decided they didn't like being bombed, so they turned on GPS jammers.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about the ship down in the middle of an airport? And, well, that's what their chart said. They looked outside and there was still water. But
mm-hmm.
And they're saying, that's lucky. And, you want to fly where that's your only form of navigation is a GPS receiver?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. But I what an old fogey I am.
Mm-hmm.
I still believe in stone knives and bear skins. At least stone knives are easier to reboot. I'll chip it a few more times to charge. How many fun projects you've been working on this last week?
I don't know if they qualify as fun, but I've been
entertainingly odd.
The Thursday trip into a customer site on short notice to try and help them. Get on the mic. Get on the mic. It's one of their newfangled printers that does RFID tag printing. You are the DJ.